All right, good morning. Been glad to be here already this morning. I'm going to start by reading a little story here, and then we'll talk about the story a little bit, and then I'm going to read a couple of scripture verses that go along with it. The title of the story is called Echoes. Mother and 7-year-old Mary were on their way to town from their little country bungalow at a place where they passed by a group of boys who were making all sorts of curious noises. "What are those boys doing?" asked Mary. "I don't know," said Mother. "Let's go and see." So the boys were just standing there hollering funny noises. And it says, faintly but distinctly came back the same sounds. So they would holler their name or holler a couple words and it would come back to them. "I know now," said Mother. "They are listening for the echo." "What is an echo?" asked Mary. "A repeated sound," said Mother. The noises those boys are making reach that high wall at the other side of the field and are thrown back to them again. It seems as though the wall is speaking to them, but only repeats exactly what they say to it. Excuse me. You guys ever done that before? Sometimes if you're often like out west or something, there's big valley and you can holler across and hear your voice come back. Or sometimes when it's really quiet outside at night, if you holler back towards the woods or something, you'll hear your voice come back. "Would the wall speak to me?" asked Mary. "Oh yes, you may try it if you like." So Mary went over to where the boys were standing, and they waited while she called. She couldn't think of anything to say except "Mama." A brief silence, then "Mama" came back from the wall. "Oh, Mama," cried Mary, "someone must want you over there." "Oh, no," said Mother with a smile. "That was only the wall repeating what you said." All the way to town and back, Mary could think nothing else but the echo she had heard. She was delighted when Mother told her that she would be able to listen to an echo at home. She was determined to try it immediately when she got indoors. So when they reached home, Mary went into every room calling "Mama" and listened for the echo, but there was no reply. She was disappointed. "Mama," she said, running into the kitchen, "I thought you said I should hear an echo indoors." "Yes, dear, and most likely you will hear it at dinner time." "It's nearly that now," said Mary. "Yes," said Mother. "Bring Reggie in out of the garden and put him in his chair." Reggie was Mary's little brother. In a few minutes, dinner was served. "I don't want any of those horrid potatoes," said Mary. "I don't want any of those horrid potatoes," repeated Reggie. Mother said nothing, but put out the potatoes. Then she prepared to serve the cabbage. "Mama, I just hate greens," exclaimed Mary. "Mama, I just hate greens," said Reggie. But Mama put the greens out and the children ate them. They had to when Mama looked straight. When it came time for dessert, Mary had some more comments to make. "Only custard for me. You know I don't like rhubarb." "Only custard for me. You know I don't like rhubarb," said Reggie. Then Mary smiled, and Mother smiled too. "I think I heard an echo," said Mother. "So did I," said Mary with a self-conscious laugh. Just then it dawned upon Mary that little Reggie was repeating nearly everything she said, and especially the naughty things. And a new sense of responsibility came upon her. She seemed to see herself as Reggie's schoolteacher. "I think," she said, "that we will give him only good words to echo after this." So, it wasn't actually an echo, but her little brother was repeating everything that she said. And us, even as adults, that can apply to our lives, but you as children too, around your siblings, maybe some of you have siblings that are younger than you, but you guys are responsible, along with your parents, to set an example for them. Proverbs 20 verse 11 says that even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. So what that means is that even if you're a child, people can still tell what your character is. If you're somebody that's nice, or if you're somebody that's just always aggravating people or being annoying, people can tell what kind of a child you are. And in 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." So what that's talking about there is even young people, we're supposed to be an example of the believers. And maybe the day didn't come yet where you're born again, but we're still called to be an example of Jesus. And that means like when we go to the grocery store or something, that we're quiet and obedient. Or if we're out playing somewhere, maybe all the other people are hollering and making a big ruckus, but we can play quietly. We can be an example to others in public. Wherever we go and whatever we're doing, we can be an example of Jesus. In our conversation, maybe other people are saying bad words and maybe just things that are useless. Maybe they're being foolish all the time. But we can have conversation that is uplifting, and when we talk with each other, things that are honoring to God. There's a lot of different ways where you guys can set examples. And Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." What that means is if we shine the light of Jesus through our lives, people that are in the world that maybe don't have a Bible or don't know about God, they can see that, and it can maybe bring them to ask questions about Jesus, or maybe they'll come to your parents and say that they notice your children are really respectful and wonder what you do, and then it gives your parents an opportunity to share Jesus with them. And we're responsible for what we reflect. We should be like a mirror. When you look in a mirror, you see yourself, you see that person that's in there. But when people look at you, they should see Jesus. So I think that's all I have for my children's lesson this morning. I thought we could, and the whole congregation can help sing the song, To Be Like Jesus. Jesus is the example that we should follow. And we should set an example from that. But Jesus is the perfect example. He never did anything wrong. He was perfect the whole time that he lived here. So if we strive to be like him, then other people can strive to be like us because they're mirroring his example. So we'll sing that song and everybody can join in. Go back to your seats. Thank you for listening.